WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The most talked about hip-hop performer of the last year may have been the white rapper Eminem, but rock critic Ken Tucker says there are numerous other rappers whose current releases deserve attention. He reviews two of them. One is a live album by the group Cypress Hill called Live at the Fillmore. The other is Restless, the new CD from the rapper Xzibit.
Cause you don't know me, I don't know you, so don't approach me, I won't approach you, and don't insult me, I won't insult you. Cause you don't know what I will or I won't, don't know. Cause you don't know me, and I don't know you, so don't approach me, I won't approach you, and don't insult me, I won't insult you. Cause you don't know what I will or I won't.
Make no mistake, I'm the Golden State heavyweight. Being underrated gave me time to create. Can you relate? I renovate straight out the gate. Carry my weight, but seeing to receive nothing but hate. Millionaire snatching crumbs off.
That's the West Coast rapper Xzibit, stating a core system of beliefs on a track on his new CD, Restless, produced by the hip-hop man of the moment, Eminem, who also chimes in vocally. But where Eminem's own music is full of bright, lurid fantasies that illuminate his inner demons, Xzibit's music is full of documentary details about tough street lives. A once-and-future member of the rap group called The Alcoholics, Xzibit offers tightly rhymed scenarios that admit a truth behind his success. As he says on one cut, "This road to riches has had my heart turn black." And on this one, called X, he paints a bleak worldview built around an insidiously catchy keyboard riff.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, broadcast alive to you and yours. It's Mr. X to the Z Xzibit. Yeah, bouncing. Come on. The first day of the rest of my life. X stand behind the mic like Walter Cronkite. Y'all keep the spotlight. I'm keeping my bombs tight. Lose sight of what you believe and call it a night. This ain't the lightweight cake mix.
Later on that cut, the rapper Snoop Dogg describes Xzibit as being, quote, extravagant, extraordinary, exuberant. I don't hear much exuberance in this movingly morose music, though. Certainly not the kind of spirit that the quartet Cypress Hill exhibits on its new live album, recorded in a San Francisco rock and roll mecca, the Fillmore West.
Insane in the membrane.
Say, insane in the brain.
Yes, we're insane in the membrane.
Say, insane in the brain.
Are you going insane out there?
Yes, you know.
Are you going insane tonight? You're the one on the flame, boy, get tipped, but you thought that hole in the Brian Pitt. Big band, get done when I come and slam.
That's probably Cypress Hill's most well-known composition, Insane in the Brain, whose variant chorus, Insane in the Membrane, implies that these guys have been nutty since birth. Like Xzibit and a lot of current hip-hoppers, Cypress Hill frequently introduces the idea that ghetto life drives its inhabitants crazy. That helps explain the rich, often violent and obscene fantasy life that hip-hop yields. Where Xzibit and the hardcore rappers spin scenarios of death and depression, Cypress Hill gets off on escapism. Much of their live album contains exhortations to get pleasantly high on marijuana, as on this invocation of Cheech and Chong called Stoned is the Way of the Walk.
Stoned is the way of the walk.
Come on, come on, come on.
Stoned is the way of the walk.
Come on and kick that, man.
Well, let the alley cat wish I had a hoodie, man. Something I'm a criminal.
Yo, you ain't all of that.
So what the baseball bat?
If Cypress Hill are genial hippies of hip-hop, don't think for a second that they can't turn on a dime and tap into a barely suppressed rage on songs like How I Could Just Kill a Man and Cock the Hammer that's just as frightening as Xzibit's. Both CDs are more than cheap exploitation, however. These are people making their version of soul music, even when they sound most soulless.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.